We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org.
Are you sure? This is Healing Frequencies with me, Carrie Lee, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. Here you will find mindful chats, guided meditations, and music to feed the mind, body, and the soul. I'm just here to give you a cute little frequency adjustment to help you start your rising routines. Okay, so let me tell you something. I'm really excited. It's a lovely rising here at the station. I have a lot of people in here with me today, y'all. And normally it's just me and my incense and the vibes, okay? But today we are joined by our lovely co-host, DJ G Honey, who has her show on Sundays, Sweet Vibrations, from 6 to 7 p.m. Look at me with the right time. And then we have the amazing Calvin Richardson in the building. Whoop whoop. I wish I had some horns. You know, I'm really, really excited. You know, Grammy nominated, okay, songwriter, producer, singer, all that good stuff. A father, you know what I'm saying? A wonderful accolade. But I'm so excited that he's here at the station with us today, because we are going to get into his most recent project, 5 years later, and talk about his newest singles and play the songs as well, okay? But right now, we are listening to All That I Can Say by Mary J. Blige. And before I let y'all continue to enjoy that, I want to remind y'all that we are closing our pledge drive week, okay? And right now, we are at 97% of our goal being met. You know, here at WYXR, this is a community radio station, all right? It's important that you guys continue to donate to us and to support us so that we can stay on the air and continue to give you these vibes, okay? So we take PayPal, Venmo, Apple Pay, Google Pay, credit cards. You know, you can link your bank account, okay? Lock in with us. If you go to WYXR.org, you can find out more ways that you can donate as well, okay? So continue to get into these vibes, and we'll be right on back.
woke up this morning, found a letter that she wrote. She said she's tired that I'm always on the road. Too hard to swallow being alone. She needs someone at night that she can hold. She must have told me 1,000 times more. Silent cries I used to ignore. God knows I love her, didn't mean hurt her. Maybe I'll be sitting here waiting on you to come home again.
Waiting on you, babe.
I won't leave. Promise I'll be here to the very end.
And I'll be
by your side, oh, to protect you and to love you and to be with you for life.
Yeah.
I really love this whole music thing. Since I was a child, it's been my dream. I can't support her, treat her and spoil her. You know about her, the finer thing. But I forgot about loving her. Damn the money, diamonds and furs. What about the hard days she had with the baby? All she needs is for me to love. Sitting here waiting on you to come home again.
I'll be waiting.
I won't leave. Promise I'll be here to the very end.
Said I promise I'll be here.
Memphis. Okay, again, you are listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, and you are currently listening to Charlene by Anthony Hamilton. But let me tell you something. We have Calvin Richardson in the building right now. Down here, say something to us.
Good morning, good morning.
Yes, yes. I'm super excited to have you here on this Rising.
Happy to be here with you.
Okay, so we're here to talk about your most recent project, but you have a single that we are going to get into. Can you tell me just a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's my favorite time of the week, and I figure, you know, I found out it's everybody's favorite time of the week. It's the weekend, you know what I mean? So I wrote a song about it, and, you know, 5 years later, it's on that album, and can we play it?
We can absolutely play it.
Let's,
you know,
do
DJ Hunter's gonna get that queued up, so we can get into Ready for the Weekend by Calvin Richardson. Coming up soon after we transition from Charlene,
transition,
okay?
Yes, no doubt.
And while we are waiting for your song to come up, okay, so you told me that you just got in last night. You know, you are originally from North Carolina.
Correct.
Okay, you know, Southern soul. Okay, so it's in your bones.
Soul is in my bone.
Period.
I'm from the South, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know, Southern soul is, you know, it's its own thing, but you know, I'm a soul singer, always have been. I existed in that neo soul era, all of that. I came through it all, you know.
Absolutely.
What I mean? So a lot of that.
I love that. And so I saw that you also, you know, being a songwriter, I was looking up some of the songs that you have written, and I saw one by Rafael Sadiq. What was the name of that song again?
Excuse Me.
Excuse Me.
Yeah.
Featuring Angie Stone.
Angie Stone.
And you as well. Yes. So that was super exciting. I'm definitely a fan of Rafael Sadiq and Angie Stone. Definitely, you know, fellow icons of yours.
Absolutely.
And
shout out to them.
Okay, so we are ready. So enjoy Ready for the Weekend.
Girl,
let's appreciate, girl.
Up and roll,
I did my 40 hours.
friendship. So baby, let your hair down, leave your cares right there. It's time for the weekend. Tell that you're ready. Baby, the groove is so steady.
The days and bad days will come.
Weekend, baby.
Memories are piling up. Let's make some more. You and me on the dance floor, girl. Just take my hand, girl. We can make some more. Let's have a good time, girl.
It's gone. Goodbye, weekend. See you later.
Time.
again, you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. Okay, we are so excited to be on the air again. I have my girl DJ G Honey with us. Let me make sure I get her mic right.
What's up, y'all?
There we go.
Good morning.
Okay. G Honey, thank you so much again for joining me. Again, she has her own show, and it is our Players Drive.
Yes, it is. You guys, you can visit us right on over at WYXR.org. We take the kind that jingles, but we love the kind that folds. But you can send it electronically via PayPal, Venmo, Apple Pay, Google Pay, your credit card, or your bank account, okay? WYXR is a nonprofit station, and in order for us to stay on these airwaves and bring you these sweet vibes and these healing frequencies, we need you to give a little something, okay? Keep us on these airwaves. Keep
yes.
us being able to give you these gems. Since I've been a part of WYXR, it's been an amazing experience. There's so much camaraderie amongst the DJs, and just it's such a big family vibe here. I've been blessed to DJ and have some amazing opportunities presented to me, like Memphis Fest. Whoop whoop!
Yes.
I did that a few weeks ago. It's my first festival in the Incendia Dome. It was an amazing experience. But I have WYXR to thank for that. So we would not be able to do that without you all, without the listeners. So shout out to you guys for it, just in even tuning in and supporting us. We appreciate you guys so much. Also, we are at our goal right now. Well, we haven't met our goal just yet, but we are almost there. We're at 97%. So if you're listening, you can help us get to that
3%
before 8 o'clock. You can start your day off, you know, by doing something great and giving to a great cause. So
come on now. I love that. I love that. And, you know, we still have the amazing Calvin Richardson here with us.
Yes, we do.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, so we have more music of yours that we want to get into, okay? But really quickly, I want to ask you, can you tell us what you're grateful for on this lovely rise?
Well, to be here with you guys, y'all have such a wonderful vibe. Like it's morning vibe. I'm feeling it, you know. For life, you know. For family, for good people, you know. Just being in amongst good people. So I think good music makes great people, and great people make the world a better place to be in. So you know, I'm feeling it all. I'm grateful.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, they say if you have breath, you have choice. You know what I mean? You have options. There's so much that's open and available to you.
Absolutely.
So here on Healing Frequencies with Carrie Lee, okay,
I like to talk
about wellness and mindfulness. So do you have anything that you do that you, what's a wellness practice that you do, or a mindful practice?
Well, you know, self-care is very important, and you know, one of the ways that I do it is, you know, living through music, and you know, just internalizing it and putting it back out there. But you know, I work out, I try to eat right, you
Absolutely.
Know what I'm saying, pay attention to my macros, my proteins, my calories, all that stuff, get my routines in as far as working out 3 days a week, walking, getting my steps in every day of the week, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
To get them 12,000 steps in, you know.
Okay, come on now.
And,
the commitment.
Right.
It's a commitment. It's a lifestyle, you know
Absolutely.
What I mean? It's how you live, you know, how you give. It determines how you give or what you have to give, you know what I'm saying, back to the universe, back to the people. So, yeah, it's important.
Absolutely, and I've been observing that in my own life. You know, I'm not one of those fitness girlies, you know what I mean? God is just good in my life,
right.
And I just want to not take advantage of that
Absolutely.
And do what I need to do.
Absolutely.
You know, but I often tell people when I'm on the show to go outside,
right.
Okay? Even if, you know, you don't meditate, you don't do any of these other mindful practices or, you know, trendy things, just going outside and sitting in some grass will bless you real good.
Right.
Let that sun shine on that forehead. Yeah. you know, and help cleanse you, give you some new information. So thank you for sharing that with us. We're later going to get into more of your music, okay? But I want to talk about, you have this song with your son. Can you tell us about that?
Oh, yeah. It's the only song that's on my album 5 years later that I collaborated. The title of the song is Me and You. It's with my son, Soulja. And, you know, professionally known as Ja Soul. So, you know, I had an album that came out in 2003. 2:35 p.m. That was the time that he was born.
Yes.
Yeah, so you know what I'm saying, it was important for me to open the door and give him the platform to do his thing.
That's amazing. So is this the first time you guys have worked together in this regard?
In this regard, you know, I was in the studio many times, and I had a studio in my house, and he would come, and I was working, but he was playing. He'd come and try to get on the mic, and he'd interrupt my sessions and stuff. So we worked together before, but not in a professional manner, you know what I mean?
Okay.
But, you know, looking back on that and looking at him now, you know, I'm proud to say that's my son.
That is super, super exciting.
Yeah.
And to create anything, to create any art with your family, especially your children, okay?
Absolutely.
That's a blessing. And this is something that, like, you're sharing with the world.
Absolutely.
You know, so it's, like, cemented, you know, in time.
That's true.
Okay?
That's true. They've been sharing me with the world for so long, ever since he's been born. Mm. So, you know, now I get the opportunity to share him with the world.
Oh.
You know.
That's very precious.
Yeah,
I love
is.
That. Okay, so do you have more kids?
I do.
Okay.
I do. I have my baby boy. He just turned 11. Yesterday.
Oh, well, happy belated birthday to him.
Happy belated birthday, Chase.
Come on, shout out to Chase. Love that. Okay, so we're going to bring that in right now.
Okay.
This is Me and You. As a matter of fact, you introduced that.
Okay, hey, this is another single off that 5 years later with my son, Ja Soul, titled Me and You. Y'all check it out.
Some time I keep you on my mind day and night, like straw on a bone. You've always been there, so this love that I have for you, it ain't going nowhere. I've never seen you blue. I can't say I've never lied, but for
somebody
you
somewhere
I'd rather be
honey, got the chalice, so you meant something. You and me, we go together like a subject and a predicate. Got me so obsessed with it, I can never really think about another situation. I would say it's better than I ain't never tested. It's ridiculous, I'm feeling like I'm Icarus, attracted to the flame of the sun. Like a drain in the flood, I feel limitless. I'm checking like a stimulus, I'm feeling like a plane in a rush. Poetic efforts, I'm talking about the flame from your hush. I smell heaven on your breath, trying to pulse in your chest. Trying to navigate your mental and your spirit, nothing less. What I'm thinking, take a guess, say
for you,
somebody,
I'd rather be you.
Hey. You and me, we go together like
somebody
a subject and a predicate. Got me so obsessed with it, I can never
you.
Really think about another
somebody,
situation. I would say it's better.
Somewhere.
I ain't never tested.
Baby, won't you let me? Don't be stressing when I'm pressing on that fruit
somebody,
today.
Somewhere.
Love at the house or in the street, no matter who I meet, I let them know you're with me. Baby, won't you let me be the only one? I wanna be the only one.
Gathered like a subject and a predicate. I'm so obsessed with
you, baby.
it like a stillness. I'm feeling like a plane in a rush. Poetic efforts, I'm talking about the flame from your touch.
I'm not letting go of you.
Trying to calm you to your chest, trying to navigate your mental and your spirit, nothing less. What I'm thinking, take a guess, that it's only you and me, and I ain't worried about the rest. You go.
Stay away from me. kiss and take me away from all this crazy, crazy. 'Cause too many words have been spoken, baby. Too many lies have been told.
Memphis, you are listening to 91.7 FM. This is Healing Frequencies with Carrie Lee. We've been having a good time in here, okay? I know you guys heard, we kind of snuck that one in. 'Cause I Love You by Calvin Richardson. You know, classic, some classic lyrics. Iconic song.
Yes, indeed.
So we have a guest outside of the station who's very enthusiastic about the sounds and the vibes on today. Okay? Okay, so... Mr. Richardson.
She living.
I know she's having a good time. Yeah. She is excited. Okay. So boom. I heard you got you some snacks.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Tell me about these snacks.
Sweet Heat. Yeah, Blue Snacks. You know, I've been in the business for so long, right?
Absolutely.
And you know, it's understanding branding. You know what I mean? So, you know, the music is one thing. You know what I mean? But you know, people when they come to concerts, they see you and they go in the assuming places. They have to, you gotta be in the unassuming places. They walk into a convenience store, you know, your face is on a bag, you know what I mean? Bag of chips. They walking around looking for something else. I'm like, wait, that's Calvin Richardson right
exactly.
there. You know what I mean?
Connecting the dots.
But you know, they're good too. You know what I'm saying? I must say the flavor is Sweet Heat and they Blues chips and like you said, that's the brand. And I like chips. I don't eat a whole lot of chips, snacks a lot. But, you know, like I said, understanding branding. And they're great. Awesome. I got to get you some bags over here so
please,
you can check it out. Y'all some bags.
Yes, look us up. You
yeah,
know?
Y'all make sure, you know, y'all listening, y'all look up that Sweet Heat, bluesnacks.com.
And this is like the first of its kind, right? Blue Snacks?
It is. It is. Yes. You know, they had the Rap Snacks. They've
Absolutely.
Been around for a minute. So it's just another extension of that. And, you know, I got that call, you know. I wasn't looking for it, but you, like I said, I understand branding. So I'm in the snack business now, y'all.
Come on now, get some good music, some good snacks. What more can you ask for?
Sweet Heat, you know, can't beat that Sweet Heat.
Sweet Heat, you know, to make you even more ready for the weekend. You see what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? After 5 years later, you know what I'm saying? You got to come back with something new.
Come on now. Okay, so make sure y'all go and check those out. Blue Snacks, Sweet Heat.
That's right.
Okay. All right. So, boom. We have more music by Calvin Richardson, and we are going to go into. We are going to go into You Told Me Something.
That's right.
Okay. And we about to see what was told.
There's always something somebody telling you.
Somebody always telling
only
you something.
Certain things you remember.
Okay. So let's get into that, y'all.
What's the word you say?
We'll make it somehow.
Oh boy, did we make it out? We didn't have no money.
We really didn't know how to spend.
When the lights went out, didn't have no clout.
We something made it, baby. Told me, yeah. Stayed in my
look at
head.
Us now. Yeah.
You told me that you love me till the day we both the dead.
Always had changed, candy lady. When the bills came in the mail, had to find a way to try to pay them later. Look at us now, my wife's got a Range Rover, living in a big house, three damn Benzes, big ass wheel on a Harley Davidson. I'm spending money like it ain't nobody. I don't know how it feels.
rejoice and sing from the heavens above.
Something, something you told me stayed in my head.
I can't forget about it.
You told me, no, love me until the day we part the dead. But a love like this can live forever, forever.
Pull up at the mall, couldn't find a place to park. Threw my keys to the valet.
Hand it for me.
I was only there to hang, wasn't looking for a thing. I was just about to bounce. And then I saw Miss Lady. Then I said to myself, pretty little thing, a couple of bags in her hand, right in front of Macy's.
That's where all the pretty girls hang.
Then I saw her at the food court, sipping lemonade, conversating on her cell phone, looking so amazing. And I said to myself, take her to the cookout.
Yeah, her gon'
hang. Take her to my mama house.
Hey,
if she need a hair done,
see my cousin Ken.
I'll treat her like a queen, give her everything.
She will be my girl till we old and gray.
And I knew it from the moment that I saw her lovely, lovely.
You are listening to Healing Frequencies with Carrie Lee. Okay, again, in the studio with us, we got DJ G Honey, okay, helping us with this mix, keeping us nice and smooth and cool. And then we got Calvin Richardson, who's been here giving us all the info, okay?
Yes, indeed.
We just finished talking about those blues snacks, okay? And I'm excited to go in and check out my local store so I can get me some.
Sweet Heat.
Sweet Heat, okay? Get you some of that. Okay, so we are currently listening to Charlie Wilson's There Goes My Baby. And I heard and seen that you are one of the co-writers on this song.
You heard that, huh?
I heard that.
It's true.
It's true. I love that.
No doubt.
An amazing writer. Do you enjoy writing for like other artists outside of yourself?
You know, I just love to write. I love to create, mm-hmm. you know, wherever it lands and find a home, you know what I'm saying? It's that's fine. But, you know, I just love to create.
Absolutely, you know? Absolutely. And speaking of creation, again, your most recent project, 5 years later. Is there yes. anything else you want to tell us about that? What is the 5 years later?
Well, that's the time between this album dropping and the last album uh-huh. dropping, you know. You know, with my touring schedule, it got so hectic for a while there that I just didn't have time to get back in the studio and just, you know, let it out. You know what I'm saying? Because I was, it take me like 2 or 3 days to recover in those 2 or 3 days, you know what I'm saying, to go in and put down something vocally that I wanted to keep, you
absolutely.
Know what I mean? And so, you know, when those 2 or 3 days roll around, I was back on the road again.
Absolutely.
Back on the road
again. Touring can be a lot.
Yeah, it can be a lot. But 5 years, it took 5 years, but you know, back when I was back in school, I harken back to that. I had a teacher that would always ask, like, 5 years from now, where you want to be?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, this is 5 years later, and I'm right where I want to be. The music is saying just what I wanted it to say, doing just what I wanted it to do. I'm good.
I know this, right. I love to hear that. And also on that project, we got Can't Let Go 2.0
hey.
On there.
Hey.
And 2.0. We love that.
Yeah.
I know you guys know all about that song, okay? I know we definitely play that song a lot here in Memphis.
Yeah, it did really well for me. Thank y'all. Thank
yes.
y'all for playing it. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for loving it. You know, I thank the creator for giving it to me.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful thing to allow yourself to be a vessel.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
You know, for God, for source, for creative energy. It's like we're here. We may as well just create and just do things that feel that, you know, that feel good and to make others feel good.
That's right.
You know, so I love that. And I admire people who have the audacity and the courage to share their gifts, because it's hard. OK,
yeah,
it can be a little scary sometimes.
That's right.
You
that's
know, right. But here you are blessing us. OK, daily with the good music.
It's easy when you've been blessed, though. To bless.
Absolutely.
Yes.
You know, you're not pouring from an empty cup, okay? Yes.
There you go.
Come on now.
Come on now. You got that.
Okay, so boom. We have another song of yours that I'm excited to play.
Okay.
Called Change Man. Mm. Okay. Is there anything you want to say about this song?
Well, you know, change is necessary.
Absolutely.
In life, in all facets of life. And, you know, but in this particular song, you know, me being a man,
mm-hmm.
you know, before you can do right, you got to do wrong. You know, my
mm-hmm.
son plays sports, and he go out there sometimes, and, you know, he's trying different things, and they're coaching him. I say, well, look, you got to be wrong before they can make you right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you got coaches for. You
absolutely.
Go out there, if you're doing it wrong, that's fine. That means you're doing it right, because they're going to correct you.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So with the being a man, you know, like I said, you know, you're going to do a lot of wrong in life before you figure it out
mm-hmm.
and you get to the right. But when you get to the right and you change, you become the person that you're destined to be, you know, here you are.
Absolutely.
The world will be a better place. You'll be a better person, and everybody get a chance to benefit from it.
Mm-hmm. And then another 5 years later, you can go back and reflect
there
on
you
who
go.
You were and where you are now.
See your growth.
Come on, Nat. And so before we get into that, I want to remind you guys, okay, that we are almost at our goal. WYXR needs your help, okay? And we love your support. So make sure you go over to WYXR.org and donate if you have not already. And thank you to everyone who already has donated, you know, to help, you know, the station stay and flow, okay? And I want to thank you so much, Calvin, for coming in and chatting with us.
Thank y'all for having me on the show as your guest this
yes.
early morning.
Yes, thank you for getting on up and coming on over.
I'm glad I did. Thank y'all again.
Thank you so much. And thank you again to DJ G Honey,
G
you know,
Honey.
On the ones, the twos, you know what I'm saying? Making sure the vibes are sweet. You see what I did there? Okay. So, again, this is Healing Frequencies with Carrie Lee. Every Saturday, Rise, and you can find me over here. Okay, so we're going to get into Change Man right now.
Let's do it.
There's going to come a time in every man's life when he's going to do all of the wrong he can do. Then he's not going to want to do it anymore. Then he's going to change. He's gonna change. Girl, I know I ain't been the best I could've been, so I don't blame you, believe me, no. I done messed up a thousand times over again. It's unbelievable, this shit, no. Now that I've had some time to think about all of the wrong I've done to you, will you give me one more chance to prove to you I've changed? Baby, I've changed.
I'm a changed man. I'm not who I used to be.
Baby, give me one chance to prove it. I promise I won't abuse it. If I do, throw me away.
I'm not who I used to be.
It's the new me.
It's the new me.
I'm so sorry for treating you like less than who you are. Ooh, yeah, I embarrass you. I know you deserve more. do to get back to you.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I am. And I just don't want to lose your chance. I will never abuse a love again, girl. No, no.
When you Hey,